Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Oh, afternoon, Adelaide. The Big Juice and Louis driving you home for the next 2 hours. Thanks for your company. Do not go anywhere. Oh, look, I'm cutting the BS right now. I'm going straight to the great man. Welcome, big fella.
G'day, Louis. God's, g'day, Adelaide. Good to be here.
God's gift of football.
Hey, I've got a heavy heart. I've got a happy heart.
Oh, haven't we? I mean, geez.
That's where I'm at today, Lou.
What this show, and I'm going to warn you up front, family, this is going to take you through every gamut of emotion you've ever had. If you've got a heart, today's show is going to take you on one wild ride, my friends. I'll tell you, we're saying goodbye to one of our chosen ones.
Yeah.
We're going to welcome in a new member of the family. We've got a new nickname. We've got to anoint on somebody.
Fantastic, Lou.
We're going to be hard and fair and firm and do a concussion test for Rory Sloane. We're going to go to a bloke who's the greatest man ever to be called Wiz. And get confirmation that Dangerfield's a flog for trying to steal his nickname.
It's not your mate, is it?
There's underbelly TV type stuff, underbelly tie. I'll get to that. I mean, hands up if you've owned a racehorse and you didn't know you owned a racehorse.
Did you?
There are so many things going around at the moment. We don't know where to start. Damien Barrett's going to try and straighten us up and see what's going on.
This is a good start.
And then next, there's more coming out of AFL House, if you believe Juice. He's got some massive mail. I tell you what, Gil may have gone on holidays, but the cartoon in the Herald Sun with a couple of feet hanging out the bottom of the sheet and Gil next to him.
He's Gillian.
He's next there as well. And the caption is, honey, I think someone else is in bed with us. And I don't like what's going on. Now, Juice has got some big mail next. But we must stop down and recognise that the band is back together. Yeah. Sean Craig Murphy, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back. Fantastic.
AustralianRadioschool.com.
Thank you. I missed that.
The top end.
Well, yeah. How'd you go?
It's fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, no, thank you. No, I had a great time.
I haven't been to Darwin for about...
Hey, can I just point something
What's
out?
What's up?
Yeah, yesterday, I was listening to the show after four.
Right.
Yeah. It was sycophantic. The way you were drooling over Hazy, and I've got this here. Just listen carefully to this.
Yeah, of course.
He's a very, very attractive man, isn't he?
Lou,
I stopped in my steps when I heard that. I
got a bit of a man crush on
the
boy.
Well, it's the first time I've seen Hazy up close and personal.
He's a good-looking rooster.
You were telling me down the line via Skype when I was in Melbourne on Monday that he's a good-looking rooster, and I suggest maybe billboards next time for Hazy, me and you. And we could say that's Murph, you know what I mean? If you're going to do that fake news kind of crap, Murph, you don't belong on the show.
It's not fake news. That happened.
Yeah, but why would you try and stop down and in the opening break?
We're up and about to.
But wait for it. Stop down in the opening break and do your own content when you roll on the showies to push the buttons.
Yeah, that's
like that? Like that?
Like that.
Yeah, okay, like that.
That's much
and
better.
And Sammy's back too in production.
Sam's back. Vice-captain's back. Murph's back.
So the team's back.
New segment's back.
Yeah.
What else did Murph do in Darwin? Taking photos with the opposition. Apparently Robin, as I like to call him now, not Batman, Robin, fanboy, was at his finest up there. At his finest. New segment coming this week.
Travis Bow coming up in around about 10 or 15 minutes. We've got Damien Barrett in the next half hour. And Rory Sloane, around about 10 past 5 for the Rush Hour here at Triple M.
On the Rush Hour, this is the word on the street.
What's the word on the street?
I'll tell you what is the word on the street. There is a bit more mail juice that you have got coming relating to AFL House. It may not be all clear, all good.
No.
Now that Gil's gone across to the tour to have a quick little holiday.
Intel is that Gil wasn't too stressful about the two comrades being stood down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Due to the...
just the nature of what they'd been up to.
Yes, sir. And then, but this next... wave coming through. So he's more stressed out about this in the next coming weeks, that there is going to be two more AFL executives who will be stood down or sacked from their positions. One,
wow,
through the sex scandal.
Yeah, yeah, through inappropriate.
Another one will be more so off-field activities.
Wow.
Which have disturbed AFL.
So if two more go, that would make five.
Will be five. So watch this space, Lou. There's more to come.
Wow.
So it's a train wreck inside the AFL house, and no wonder Gilly's gone off to France for a week, because he's not. He's stressing out what's coming up within the next week. All right, so stay tuned for that, family.
Oh, well,
I know, Lou. It's like boogie nights down there.
Can I just get us a bit of good news and see if we can't work you back into this and just find out that you got to mention on Melbourne Radio today.
Today?
A very good friend of ours, who we love dearly, from the Western Bulldogs, Bob Murphy, does a segment in Melbourne Radio. Today it was his top five. He does top fives. Top five of those who wear the long sleeve. Have a listen to where you came in at, my great man.
All right, number five was Mickey Dwyer from the Saints.
Remember
Mickey Dwyer?
Yeah, we try and get a few characters in, and Mickey Dwyer deserves to get in the top five. It was part of his signature was the long sleever. Number four was talking about the little chubby kids who he wouldn't have been left on the wall was Andrew Jarman.
Ooh.
Andrew Jarman, yep. he was always in the long sleever, a beautifully skilled player, both sides of the body.
Jeez, Murph. I'm just a tad a little bit emotional there with old Bobby, because I love Bobby because he can use the football. Yeah, but number four,
who's
one, two, and three, Lou?
Well, I'll tell you what, I almost feel like I should fire off the stiff or soft opener right now, because I'll give you the top. You want the top three?
Absolutely.
You want it? All right, let's give it to it, Murph. Let's go.
Number three, a reasonable bronze medalist would be Stephen Silvani.
That's awesome.
He played a lot, but he also occasionally had the short sleeve as well in the mid-90s, so he just got docked a couple of points there. Okay. Number two, he's pretty stiff to miss out on the prize this week, but for 426 games, I believe, all but a couple.
Not number one.
And he's not number one.
No, he's not number one. Michael Tuck.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Grand final
he's pretty
day,
stiff.
Degrees.
Number one was the Saints' Trevor Barker. Who could begrudge Trevor Barker being number one?
You're in rarefied air, Juice.
Oh, Lou.
You're in rarefied air, my friend.
Who was number five again?
Mickey Dwyer, great little player for the Saints. He was all business on top, party at the back.
Yeah,
Mick.
That's right.
The Rory Atkins of the world, the Chad Wingards of the world, when they don't ring you or don't text you and ask, can I go down this path? Mm. And again, those gentlemen right there, pretty much a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle choice.
It is.
Mean, the jumper chooses you, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was.
Suits you.
I was like a, you know what I felt like? Yeah. Spider-Man or Superman.
Yeah.
Every time I put it on, it just stayed on.
Pete Parker Jarman. I like it. I tell you, he was stiff.
Jeez.
And let's morph into stiff or soft right here.
Okay. If we had the opener.
A good mate of ours, Brad Hardy.
Oh, the ringer. Brownlow medalist.
I almost feel like calling up Bob, St. Bob, and saying, Bob, no disrespect to Mickey Dwyer, who was outstanding, but you've left out a Brownlow medalist who made the long sleeve trendy in the back pocket.
Didn't he?
Did he not?
And he wore it when it was 40. We all did. When it was anything 34, you still wear it.
I wore it
in Kalgoorlie one game.
They reckon he's still wearing it.
He's trying to sell it.
Still won't take it off. Do you get where I'm at? So well done, mate.
Oh, I'm a bit emotional, Luke.
Top five.
Thanks, Bobby.
I told you it was going to be an emotional show today, family.
Jeez.
I told you.
I've got more coming up.
There's AFL house issues. There's emotion coming up. There's farewells. There's Warwick Kappa. There's concussion tests. There's Tinder. Swipe right. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
Trav Boak, welcome to the Rush Hour. Boakie, long time no speak.
Good afternoon, boys. It has been a while.
G'day,
good to speak to you again.
Good to see you travelling so well, mate. Really good couple of wins the last couple of weeks. Big win over in the West and then cemented it back here with a really nice touch-up of the Kangaroos. Well done.
Yeah, look, the last couple of weeks have been really pleasing, I think. Going over to Perth and playing against a quality side and a side that we probably hadn't beaten in a while and a big challenge for our group was really good. And I think that gave us a lot of belief and the weekend was certainly a really good four-quarter performance.
Trev, where's been the turnaround in regards to your footy club? Because this time last year, you're basically the laughing stock of the competition. Boys were struggling for form. Where do you think it all turned?
Oh, to be honest, I think the biggest thing is probably our consistency. I think this year, we've been able to put a pretty solid year so far together, and probably only the Essendon game has been the big blowout. And so the consistency of our footy has been the biggest pleasing thing. But I think some certain stats that we've we looked at over the, you know, the off season and certainly worked on the pre-season, we're really improved in that area, and that's probably the turnover I'm talking about.
Yeah, loving the shift too. Robbie up forward a bit more, Chad through the middle. You playing your new role really, really well. A trip to the MCG, Paddy Ryder's ankle, is that okay?
Yeah, Paddy's pulled up pretty well. He did some light work yesterday, and we've got another training session tomorrow, so he's just got to get through that. But all indications so far that he's going to be fine, and it was just a minor little incident. So we're looking forward to having him continue on his merry way.
Matty Broadbent, any chance?
Yeah, he's a big chance as well. Obviously, he's been out the last couple of weeks with a little ankle, and probably one that we didn't think was as bad as we thought at the start. And so he's got some more training to get through tomorrow, but all indications so far he'll be ready to go as well.
And Imelda, how are you going with the house? Have you had a clean out? Have you had a winter clean out? Getting ready for a spring clean out? How many shoes you got there?
What are you into these days?
Yeah.
The shoes, we talk about the shoes every time.
Yeah, we do.
Mate, it's important. The surfboard collection seems to be growing.
Oh, dear.
The surfboard collection has grown a little bit, and the surf's been quite impressive over the winter time. So it's been good. I've been in and out a little bit, but I haven't had too many additions to the wardrobe of late. So I'm trying to stay away from the spending and be responsible.
All right. Last one on the personal front.
Right.
Relationship status.
How are we tracking?
Every time, there's no new update there, boys. Sorry. Right. So
you're happy just being a single man?
Just like
happy being a single man. Still looking for the one.
Very good. Oh, that's good, mate.
Right, Lou, now hit him with it.
Right, okay.
This is your idea, Lulu.
Sam Pelpepper, having a great year. Loving what he's doing. A rising star, right up in it. He's got that really now almost infamous swipe comb over type number every time he touches the footy and goes into a contest, Trav, yeah?
He certainly does. I think he's got that from Chatty.
Yeah, well, I likened it to a bit of the KB. Kevin Bartlett was there on the weekend, and he was awfully proud when I saw him out the back that somebody was sort of adopting, not a comb over, wipe over, but just the swipe. So here's my new nickname for Sammy Pelpepper. So I double-checked it. I've gone back to the footage. He always swipes right. So his new nickname for me is Tinder. Tinder Pal Pepper. What do you think?
So he just goes the right swipe. Yeah. He doesn't go left here.
No, right? So he seems to be getting a lot of matches.
Okay. So Tinder match. So one of those. I don't mind it. Well done, mate. You put a bit of thought into that. So
he's an ideas man, Lulu.
Sort of stuff just comes to me, Imelda. I mean, Jars won't let go of the shoes, but I like to move on. Trav, I like to try and make new household names in the footy club.
So can you start calling him Tinder?
Tinder, all right. So you take a lot of notice in how he plays his footy or how he goes about...
Loving his footy. Loving his
what type of player is he, Lou?
Oh, yeah. Well, do we love him dearly to death? Don't worry about that.
What he kicks with?
Yeah, I know all that stuff, mate. I'm a professional.
Hey, he's a competent.
He can slam it from downtown. He does all the great stuff. He's got the best, don't argue, besides Dusty Munn. And he's the only bloke in the competition who swipes right.
So he's a quality player and a quality swiper as well.
Oh, he certainly is. All right.
Well done, mate.
Thanks for the little catch-up, mate. We and really enjoying your form. Thought you played your role really, really well on the weekend, mate.
No, thank you very much, boys. I appreciate it.
And thanks for taking our call. And can I say one more thing, mate? A big thank you to your footy club. I contacted Noughts late last week. There's a teacher up from the Riverland who does amazing things for his students called Mr. Reeks. And he was bringing a batch of kids down to see the game. I rang Noughts on no notice and said, mate, is there any chance I could get a room pass for this gentleman? Because he's a mad fan and the parents of all these kids wanted to thank him. And Noughts was able to rustle up a after-game pass into the rooms and he met all of you boys, had photos, ran into everyone in there, Koshy included, the whole lot. Yeah, even in there was Kyle Chalmers and his old man. He got to meet everybody. So just on behalf of me and the parents of all of these kids from up there in the Riverland, mate, thank you and your footy club so much for this. This made this man's day. He used to sneak in when Foss Williams was the coach when he was a kid in down the race and be a part of the games, the rooms after the game. So it brought back great memories of him and his dad of what they used to do in his childhood. So thanks.
Mate, that's beautiful. And look, there's a lot of people out there like that. And I mean, I'm glad we were able to put a smile on their face and they were able to enjoy it. So. It's good to hear, mate. Thank you.
So, kicking goals on and off the field.
Well,
thanks
done,
for your time, mate.
See you, Melda.
No worries, boys.
See you, Bogan. Say good day to Tinder for us.
Will do.
It's a rush hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Rory Sloane, 10 past 5. The Wiz, Warwick Kappa coming up around about 5:30 with a rush hour. Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
So, covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, welcome, Damo. Good to have you on board.
Hello, boys.
G'day, mate. Right.
Okay, let's start with a couple of the big names. Of course, top of the table clash Friday night here in Adelaide. Cats come to town to take on the Adelaide Crows. Will Patrick Dangerfield be on that plane?
Yeah, a lot of intrigue, isn't there? I don't claim to have any insight on this, Louis, but I have a feeling that the great Paddy Dangerfield will actually play. I know that goes and flies in the face of what everyone's saying this week, but when the coach today says he's a 40% chance, I'm using that as a positive figure if you're a Geelong fan going into that game. And I just reckon there's enough here around this whole week with all the Kane Corns commentary and the Paddy Dangerfield pantomime type of acting that went on. And yeah, I just go back to that last quarter of the game on the weekend. I know he's cooled down since and the foot's pretty bad, but I reckon there's enough feeder in to make sure he's right. Now, again, it's an opinion only. I offer that with an opinion only.
I'd love to see him just run out and then just run back off.
Right. Well, he can do that too, couldn't he? Yeah. But late inclusion.
Oh, I think that would be hilarious.
There's much intrigue on the Adelaide player too, isn't there? Roy Sloan, in terms of what obviously he was saying to the trainers. Tex Walker, quite open, wasn't he, recently about the confusion in Rory's eyes about who he may have been talking to at that time. He was trying to be taken off the ground by the trainers.
Well, he thought one of the trainers was Bernie Vincent. He said, "You're not my mate." We can laugh now because we know he's going to be okay. But, geez, yeah, not great.
No, it's not. And I'm not sure it's the smartest move to make that public, as much as I love hearing it and we all laugh about it, because it just goes to show, doesn't it, and it'll illustrate to the public the, you know, the confusion around Rory at that time. And to think that a week later or less than a week later that he might be running out on an AFL ground in footy combat again, yeah, given this day and age of being really cautious when it comes to all forms of head knocks, I don't think that looks at all favourable for his chances.
Well, Damo, keep your ear by the radio and across social media. Rory Sloane's coming into our studio, 5:10 Adelaide time. And Jars and I have got an exhaustive concussion test to put him through. Yeah. And we'll be starting off with Andrew Jarman's correct title.
Yeah. And I've already ruled him out for Friday night anyway. Hey, Damo, what about the St Kilda great Nick Revolt? He's like Brent Harvey, isn't he?
There's an element of that, Jazz, and I say element of it just simply because the scenario is the same, that he wants to go on and he wants the footy club to tell him that. But the footy club, as is its rights at the Saints on this occasion, is not yet prepared to do so. And I get that, given that his form this year has been both injury-marred initially and then also the game after a good game just seems to be something that's been a bit of a battle. He's still in their best 12 or 13, but is he going to be in their best 12 or 13 as a minimum? I'm going to say best 12. Is he going to be in that best 12 next year? And that's the question they've got to make right now. So I think they're professional enough to handle it in a way that flies in the face of how North Melbourne and Brent Harvey stuffed up their particular issue this time last year. But at the same time, this is now getting very pointy-ended, and there is no resolution at this stage. And as such, we know the emotions the way they are may yet still play a role in how this is presented publicly.
It'll be a great test, and it'll tell us how far the St Kilda Football Club have come, Damo, how this plays out, because in past, and the good clubs seem to be able to get it right, whether the player wants to go on or not. And as we saw with North Melbourne, if you don't get it right, it causes an absolute S fight amongst everything and derails everything you're about.
It does, and if they do indeed choose to give him the negative answer on next year, I'm still convinced that Nick Revolt will be professional enough and good enough to play it out, as you point out, in a way that may counter his actual reaction to that news. And clearly, as we keep saying, when you get to this stage of a season and you're not yet committing to the next one, you know that it's absolutely at best line ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And clubs shouldn't have to. Look, as you said, 5 or 6 weeks when you're 30 plus, anything can happen. Now, last, Sydney Swans are going to win the flag.
Oh, no.
The Swans, Buddy Franklin, we're all on back and board Buddy, and we are just going berserk. I mean, who would have thought of writing them off at 0-6?
You did. You wrote them off. You handed in your jumper.
I tell you what, I'm on board now. I'm flying up the front. I'm way up the front of the plane.
Crow Sydney Grand Final day, mate.
I do recall those conversations we had coming out of that Carlton loss in round six, when even Carlton was roughing them up, weren't they? Yep. And I say that was the now famous game where Callum Mills was targeted, and yep. that prompted some crisis meetings, and they have reacted and responded beautifully. But yeah, I was like you. I gave them until the sixth round. I was prepared after 0-5 to keep hanging in there with them. But after 0-6, I was off. But yeah, as we know, 9 wins out of 10 games since, the only loss coming by 6 points to Hawthorn in a game they really probably should have won as well. And that form has been franked, hasn't it, in the week since, with Hawthorn's good form. So absolutely flying. Got St Kilda this week, still without Membry, who clearly last week was a big loss for the Saints. And just the way they structure up in that forward line, and it requires Revolt to play the role that, you know, probably he's not quite able to do so right now. So yeah, you think they're going to go 10 out of 11 as a result of the matchup against the Saints on the weekend?
Damo, as I say farewell to you, gut feel right now, if you had to pick 2 teams to play off in the flag, who would they be?
Right now, I'm going with the Sydney Swans versus Port Adelaide.
Ooh. Oh, Damo. On that note, Jars will hang up on you and I'll say farewell, Damo. Thank
you
very much.
Mate. See you, boys.
Well done.
Damien Barrett on the Rush Hour.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M with Rory Sloane coming up at 5:10 this afternoon.
Well, I promised the family an emotional roller coaster today, and it's been that and then some. And right now, though, heavy heart coming up here. Yeah. Just take it away, bro.
I received news last night that one of my favourite footballers of all time, Adelaide United's gift, Marcelo Carrusca, and the club have parted ways, Luke.
Oh. I mean, Carrusca, Spanish for German.
You know, the gift, as I called him, and the playmaker, and you know I fell in love with the way he used the ball with his feet. You know, number 10 is no longer
the way
going
to
be wearing.
Yell out to him.
Yeah, on the back. Jello,
line. Jello, it's Jars, it's Jars. And he wouldn't
keep
turn
the music
around.
Up, Sean.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my amigo. Vamos. Is that it?
Vamos.
Can I just share a couple little highlights before we say goodbye to him?
Go there,
officially,
mate. Go.
The Argentine maestro, Marcelo Carrasco, bang, into the top corner.
Shoot. Let it out, please. Let it out.
After all, Adelaide United, back-to-back wins
for them. The crowd.
And look what it means to the players and the fans.
Oh. To say goodbye. And you know what that means?
Don't ruin it, don't say
it. You know what that means? That I'm done.
Because that was my next question.
I'm done.
You've had a on and off again relationship with the Reds.
Yeah.
Obviously, the jinx heavily weighed on you there for quite some time. Cello now gone.
Dylan McGowan's
Jago
gone.
Jago now gone. McRae. Just signing with Brock.
So, look at me. I'm done.
That's it.
I'm officially now finished with the Adelaide United Football Club. All right?
All right.
Okay. I'm serious.
No, look, I appreciate it. And if anyone was
moving on.
If anybody was switched on in here, they'd quote you on that.
You can quote me on that.
Not bad, though. Good recovery, Murph.
His first day.
I tell you what.
You've got the staggers today, Shawnee.
I tell you what, the rape party is.
Vamos!
The new coach, Kurtz, he's just gone. And I know he's new to the game and new to the Australian language. Yeah. He's gone, you're beauty.
Oh, don't talk
he goes,
that.
There is no.
You're going to talk German.
He goes, there's no German jinx. Yay!
Come on, Sean, get with it.
It's the Rush Hour.
It's great news, Reds fans.
Jason Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Don't forget about that concussion test with Rory Sloane coming up at 10
past
5.
Might have to give you one, Murph. One for you, Murph. Oh, plenty to happen. Second hour is going to be huge. I'll tell you what, have a listen to this. Warwick Capper is coming up for this very reason. This is Zach Tui of the Geelong Football Club talking about Patrick Dangerfield and the new nickname he's given himself.
The Wiz, as he calls himself. Yeah, he's...
as he calls
he does.
Is that after Warwick Capper?
He just reckons, and I quote, I'm a wizard on the field. That's his...
All right,
I quote.
No accents.
Sorry.
I'll tell you every time. Warwick Capper coming up to have his say just after 5:30 on who the real Wiz is. And I'm so excited, Jas. Paddy Dangerfield coming to town, of course,
tomorrow.
Hopefully. SCA or Triple M Management have got in store, because we always come up with these great ideas when these stars return. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember how well the last one went down?
I think there's some sort of advertising ploy from Triple M, yeah. It's worked because we've mentioned them.
That was Matty O'Reilly's idea, our boss.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, he's out of town right now.
Yeah,
so
good.
Fingers crossed to the family out there. There'll be nothing at the airport. Yeah. I really sincerely hope. I mean, honestly.
Does any of those individuals that are involved in that ridiculous... banter down there. Are they still working with us, do you know?
See, this is where I wish we were more like the AFL. If Gil was in charge here, none of those people would be working for us.
No, gone.
None of them.
But they're still here,
they brought the game into disrepute. Yeah, the station was brought into disrepute.
The airport was never going to be shut down because of the embarrassment of it.
So honestly, fingers crossed. Hopefully, if there's any ideas, if anybody's thinking anything in the building, come and see Jars and myself, and we'll set you straight.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
Here we go.
We're going to... Oh, by the way, Rory Sloane is in the house. Lights are down.
Dan, everything will be turned off.
Talk to Sloane very soon. There he is. Get him on, Murph. Is he up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Sloane, how are you?
Too loud in here.
It's almost like we're on... you may not remember this, but the old quiz show Mastermind, where you're in the black chair and the light's just shining on you.
Just right on me. Yeah, Sloane. Can you dim that a little?
Sloane, what's my name?
Yeah. No, that'd Darren. Be right. Hey, that'd be right. Go first and just ruin the whole stuff, the shtick you got for the second break. It's time to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Quiz time. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Automasters lifeline. That means it's 9. $1,000 up for grabs. It was a B's yesterday. An out-and-out B's. Oh,
and he played well too, the young man.
It was clever. It was great use of the lifeline.
Yep.
And Flack, our producer, Murphy, you wouldn't have been here, so someone who would have lost their job would have been Flacker.
Gonski.
Had it gone off yesterday. Who's playing today, Juice?
Joel of Morphett Vale. G'day, Joel. Welcome.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Jolly.
Good, Joel.
Automasters lifeline. You're all good about that?
Yeah, all good about that.
All right. Can't guarantee with the buttons yesterday... We actually gave out more money, didn't we?
We did. Young Hazy stuffed up with his little fingers.
It's all been happening like that. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of that first question. Don't know an answer, say pass, Joel, and we get back to it. And, of course, Automasters lifeline. Good luck, and here is the juice to kick you off.
Okay, Jolly, what day are Port Adelaide playing Melbourne this weekend?
Saturday.
Which side isn't in the top 8 at the moment, West Coast or St Kilda?
St Kilda.
What major golf tournament starts tomorrow?
The Masters.
How many matches has Bernie Vince been suspended for?
2.
How many games has Alistair Clarkson coached for the Hawthorn Football Club so far? Is it 299 or 300?
299.
What sport is Michael Matthews famous for?
Automasters.
Which Sandful team does Terry Miller play for? Glenelg or My Mighty Roosters?
Glenelg.
How many points did Geelong beat Adelaide by in their last match? Oh, that's tough.
30.
Which foot did surfing legend Kelly Slater break last week, Joel?
Left.
How old is Port player Logan Austin? 20 or 22?
22.
Oh, boy.
Alrighty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No. Good luck, Jolly. I'm going to count them down right now. I hope we are. Here we go. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, what a joke.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Might have been 7.
Yeah, well, it said 8. We, you know our rules in here.
We've given him $80.
$80.
We've given away money.
$80 coming your way, Joel.
Which ones did I get wrong?
All right, let's go back. British Open is the golf tournament that starts tomorrow, not the Masters. You did a nice work with Automasters Lifeline with Michael Matthews. He's famous for cycling. He's the Aussie who won the latest stage. He's picked up a couple in recent times in the last couple of days.
Oh, that name sounded familiar, but I couldn't place it.
Number eight. How many points did the Cats beat Adelaide by last time? You went with 30. Mm. That's a toughie. It was 22. What foot did surfing legend Kelly Slater break and break properly last week? You went left. It was right.
All right.
Okay, so it's 80 bucks.
But it doesn't
matter.
You get 80 bucks because the man on the button
got seven right.
Yeah, but the man on the button's counted 8. 80.
Jesus, Sean. You've had a poor day today.
Jeez, you're right.
Jolie, take your 80 and run. Yeah, let's not get started on your shift, man.
Hey, I'm happy. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate.
That's the main thing. We'll see you later, Jolie boy. And up next, one of our favourites. He's in here. He's looking good too today. Mm. Feeling confident about playing this weekend. We'll find out the one and only Rory Sloane.
Have you had your brakes checked recently? Call 1300 Automasters. Automasters giving you the quiz with no name every day, right after Triple M News at 5. Sloane's next. It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. Minute.
ACET Couriers. Fast, secure, and reliable transport solutions.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory!
The great man joins us. Sorry, a little bit too loud. The great man Rory Sloane joins us. Sloane, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Very peaceful in here. Dom and Rhett gave me nothing on my opener last week. They were like, oh, that's a great opener. That's really good, but refuse to get involved, Jazz.
You're talking too loud. Sorry. They're the F troop.
Look, it's our Sandfield team and they're working their way up.
Yeah, they are.
Part of it all and, you know, good luck to the young men.
Yeah, they'll get there.
All right, so let's talk. Concussion. Friday night is still a couple of days away. By all accounts, you're tracking well. But can you take us through what takes place when you do get knocked out? What were the protocols that you had to go through last week afterwards on the bench with your testing and seeing where you were at?
Yep, no worries. I mean, first of all, I wanted to obviously stand up. I think that was what caused all a bit of commotion. It was just I just wanted to stand up. And the bit with me staring there, I was just trying to get my bearings and what was going on around me. I mean, when you spend a little bit of time out, I thought the ball was still around and I was going to man the mark. And so I was just staring around, like, where's the ball, first of all? And I saw back in D50, everyone was waiting for me. I'm like, well, that's all right then. I'm going to join back in. I'm going to play. Once I look back on the footage, I remembered all of this. And I remember the whole build-up to it too. I remember selling candy and missing my foot completely. I remember thinking, oh, I needed that touch. I mean, come on. Yeah. But it was obviously the bit where I was lying down is the bit I didn't remember. And then, I started to sidestep away. And that was me trying to basically fool the doctors into saying, let me on. And it wasn't until Tex and the umpire came up and said to me, no, mate, the stretch has been called. You've got to actually get off. We're waiting for you.
All right. So what happens then? So you go to the bench, sit down, get your bearings. How quickly do they try and assess where you're at?
Yeah, I sat down for like a couple of minutes maybe, but then went straight up the race and did the concussion test, which is a stock standard concussion test that's performed every week, I suppose, for players. And that was up
and
in the rooms.
And it's your baseline one done pre-season, so they know exactly when you got your faculties about you.
Yeah, so we do a different one pre-season. It's a computer test and I'll do that one tomorrow. That'll be the final final hoop I've got to get through. But I performed this test after the incident happened and Doc's looking back on it, we're like, actually, mate, you've done really well. My memory was really good. Yep. I could recite things backwards and that kind of thing. So they were really pleased with how my balance was and that kind of thing. But obviously being out for that long, you can't go back onto the ground. And when a stretcher gets called like that, I mean, that's your night done. Then the following morning, do the concussion, same one as the night before or the day before, different words and letters and numbers and that sort of thing. And completed that. Passed that with flying colours, and then the following day as well, when we got back in Adelaide, I did another one, which I passed again. So really, then it comes down to how I'm feeling, and if I'm showing any symptoms, and if I'm acting a bit out of normal, and the doc's been in touch with Belinda, and to make sure she hasn't noticed any changes and that kind of thing. And like, I haven't had a headache since the incident happened anyway, so I suppose I've been really lucky, because I know a lot of concussion, especially with our footy club, has been a big issue over the last couple of years, and we've had a lot of guys that has missed a bit of time of football due to concussion as well. So we certainly take it very seriously, but there's only so much, there's a lot of hoops you've got to get through. But if you're feeling
good, if like Louis said, and we spoke about this, the AFL should have one big blanket that if you're knocked out, you can't play next week. Regardless of all the tests you've signed off on and you've got through all the hoops, you shouldn't play on Friday night.
Yeah, I don't.
That's just my opinion.
That's your opinion.
Because you're knocked out, Rory. Yeah, but you're out.
You're not a doctor. And
I understand that.
A lot of instances of when guys just get those glancing blows, the concussion ones, when they haven't been knocked out, actually have worse symptoms than guys that get knocked out. So guys that normally get knocked out actually pull up better. If you go back and look over a lot of hits. But it's certainly not something.
Your long-term effects, that's the most important thing. Due to your care.
Absolutely. And we're leaving no stone unturned.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As a medical staff, like I've done a lot of
tests.
Did you train flat out today?
I trained not flat out. I avoided the competitive
stuff.
Work.
Yep.
But trained, and again, it all depends on how I pull up after training. And I'll chat with the doc tonight and let him know how I felt. And then tomorrow we've got a little light run around at Adelaide Oval. And again, if I'm feeling good and I can pass that baseline test that we did at the start of the year, if I pass it and get the same sort of mark, I mean, there should be no reason why I can't play.
Oh, very exciting stuff. Last one before we get to Sloane's Song of the Week, because I think it's a cracker today. These things are probably harder on family and loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
So get a phone call from mum or dad, and obviously Belinda would have tried to get to you quite quickly. They're the ones that probably get more worried than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't have to watch myself have a little snooze on the ground and a little meditate for a bit. But, I mean, we've got an outstanding footy club, very professional. I mean, Brett Burton was straight on the phone to Belinda, my mum, and our PDM, Emma, so that she could relay on the message as well. So, because we're up and down, they kept everyone in the loop. And then once the game finished, I just gave everyone a buzz and sort of ran them through. But they do worry and they do stress. And that's probably coming back to Jarz's point about a blanket rule of missing a week. People want that rule because they just genuinely care about everyone's good health and safety. But I mean, the medical staff we got are very thorough. And we're not going to – if there's a slight risk of me not being able to perform at my highest level, then I won't play.
Can I ask you this? Like, say you pass everything Friday morning and you're feeling brilliant, and then all of a sudden – the coach might go, look, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to risk you. What happens then from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective.
Because I know you want to play. Big game of footy.
Absolutely. I'd argue the point that I'm feeling no different to every other week. So I'd argue that point. But again, if
that was
his call,
and
he wants to rest me, then that'd be the case. But again, as I said, I'm feeling completely normal.
But you haven't done our concussion test.
Oh, wow. Well,
and you've got to get through that.
I can't wait for this.
For those who don't know, and Facebook Live, Triple M, lights are down in studio. Yep. We've just got our phone lights on at the moment. We're going to do a look in the eyes, around the eyes, not around the eyes, in the eyes with him at the moment.
He knows who
ask a couple of key questions. Yep. Jars will do the bog standard one. He used to give all his players at North Adelaide. He'll say five words to describe me.
I did not.
And if they don't come back as the right superlatives, know you're not fully recovered. Your song of the week, Sloane.
Look, you guys are going to enjoy it. It's themed, obviously, for this week. It's Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Enjoy.
Is that the one I get down and I get home?
Sure. Here we go.
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
There's a bit of thought that you might have got a bit funnier since the knock. Sloane, that was very good. Well played with your song of the week.
Good song.
It might have knocked a bit of humour into my brain.
Hey, Sloane, we're going to do our little own concussion test here on the Rush Hour. And there's five words I'm going to just give to you. You need to remember by the end of this segment, you need to reload those five words back.
Righto.
Candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, and elbow.
Candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, and elbow.
Right. So when we finish this segment, I want to five back. And if you don't, you're not playing Friday night.
All right.
And family, if you're listening, and Murph, come with me on this one. So you're with me. If Jars can't read them back without looking at his page, he's not to do the rest of the show.
Wait, I'll get to hear him once more.
Yeah.
Give me once more.
Okay. So candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, elbow.
Yep.
All right. This will check whether you're right. Who's the best Jarman brother? Andrew or Darren?
Well, I have to say Andrew because he's right here.
Thank you.
But
thank
in
you.
Reality?
Did you kick five in the last quarter of grand final?
No, but I kicked five in the first quarter against Essendon.
Well, that's good.
In a home and away game?
Against Bomber Thompson,
in a home and away
finished
game.
Finished him up.
In a home and away game?
At home, front of 45,000.
Did you miss from a forward pocket in a prelim final?
Yeah, let's move on. Next question, Lulu.
Right, so just a couple of the basic stuff. What's the number one sports show in town?
Not Rush Hour.
Beautiful. Okay, your full name?
Rory Brandon Sloan.
Ooh.
Brandon Flowers.
Yeah, I like it.
The Killers are playing at the MCG.
Right,
and
what day is it?
Yeah.
What day?
Yeah, the date, please.
Oh, it's Wednesday?
Yeah, the date, please.
Oh, the date. 19th to the 7th.
Yeah, very nice. Ooh. All right.
Wrote that down before.
Partner's name?
Jessica Alba. Oh, sorry. Brenda.
She's pregnant again.
I tell you, he's getting funny and funny at this kid.
He's sharp.
What else you got, Luke?
Partner's mobile.
I was going to spit that out then too. I wish I knew yours off by heart.
And I was going to say home address, but no, we won't do that. No, look, I think you're fine. Jars, anything else you want to add from the test point of view?
Friday night, very important game. How are you going to beat a side that's knocked us off five times? In what will be the big stage, a mini final, if you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, boys are pumped at the moment. We've the last few games of footy, we've, I reckon, taken a step back to where we were at the start of the year. We're playing really aggressive footy. Right. We're attacking contests hard, which is what we want. And we're defending really strongly, which at the start of the year, we were attacking really well. But I think our defense has definitely ramped up this time of year. So that's going to be a massive part of it. Look, obviously, they've got a few key guys that are very important to us. I mean, Danger's last month of football has been incredible to watch.
Yeah. It's been scary to watch.
He's the best player in the comp. So he's a big part of their success. Joel Salwood always tears us up in the last few times.
Yep.
So big reliance is going to have to be on midfield and getting the ball down to our forwards, who really need to provide a massive contest for us down there. Their defenders have always played really well against us too. So, it's sort of comes down to probably exciting. Those two areas. Well, we can't wait. It's going to be a packed house. We're in really good form, both teams. And as you said, it's almost a mini final, which this last month of footy, we've had Bulldogs, obviously Melbourne, who have been playing really solid footy up and down, and then Geelong. Really good test for us.
So just recapping, what have you got to do to get yourself cleared fit to play for Friday night from now till then?
I've got a test tomorrow, which we do at the start of the year, which I've got to meet the baseline of my performance. And if that's right, and if I pull up personally really well and and the doc assess it, he's going to assess me again tomorrow, then I should get the all clear.
Beautiful. We wish you all the best of luck. Sorry to end the interview on a bad note, but I have to ask this question. You and Kane Corns have a relationship.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Kane Corns criticised Danger, suggested he over-exaggerates injuries, said that was coming from former teammates. Trying to put two and two together.
Oh, please.
Did you say that? Are you the mole? Are you the mole that says not. Danger over-exaggerates his injuries and that's what Kane's gone
Who's
with?
The mole down there?
No chance at all. I mean, Tex and Kane have a pretty good relationship. Yeah. I think it might be those two chatting. But
yeah, I'm having trouble sleeping too. Can you
who can question Danger? No matter what, he was obviously clearly hurt. He goes off, spends a bit of time on the bench, and comes back on, plays forward, and has 11 five. Shots on goal.
Yeah. Do you think he'll play this week?
Yeah, I think he will. Danger is one. I know playing with him personally previous years, he played through with a lot of injuries, a lot of knee injuries.
He won't miss this game.
Just never misses, and he doesn't like missing big games, so I'd back him in.
All right. Oh, very excited. Well, I'm glad you're okay, firstly. Fingers crossed you get yourself up to play because I know you're dead set keen. Yep. Now, Papa Bear doesn't want you to go out there, but
I'll worry about you.
Your protocols at Adelaide are second to none. So,
and those five words?
Oh, the five words?
Yep.
Well, first one's the candle.
Yeah.
What do you need? A light of candle? Bit of paper?
Yep.
What does Jars like eating? Yep. Sandwiches?
Yep.
How do you get here? Wagon?
Yeah.
Yep. And Jars got an elbow for a nose.
Yeah. Oh, he's ready to go. But I still don't want him to play, but he's ready.
He's just doing you to stress. A brand new one. Sloaney, thanks for coming.
He nailed it.
Yeah, well done, mate. Good luck. And hope you're feeling really well. It's Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour.
Stop it.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Righto, Jars, one of my favourite all times. Yeah. He's a superstar, one of the first real superstars of footy. this man. The one, the only, Warwick the Wizard Capper. Wiz, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah, boys. Wizard Capper straight from VFL Park. I just reenacted the mark of the century. I had to get a stepladder up there in VFL Park and I froze my balls off.
Well, you're wearing jocks these days. Yeah. You certainly didn't when I played with you.
I wore them backwards, mate. I pissed your mother's.
Let's just keep her out of it.
He's telling gags.
Now, the reason I've got you on, Wiz, somebody else is trying to steal your thunder.
Plagiarism.
There's only one man in the world that can go by the moniker of the Wiz. What about this? Have a listen to Zach Tui talking about Patrick Dangerfield and what Danger calls himself now.
The Wiz, as he calls himself. Yeah, he's...
as he calls himself.
Yeah, he does.
Is that after Warwick Capper?
He just reckons, and I quote, "I'm a wizard on the field." That's his...
Dangerfield's calling himself the Wiz.
No way.
Oh, what a sock. I was the wizard of the bedroom, as you know, number one corner, and wizard of the goal square. I don't fake injuries, you sock, Patrick. It's like he's cracked his skull and he's bruised his ankle. He's wearing the moon boot.
Yeah, really. I'll tell you what. Wiz was the Wiz before Harry Potter. That's how long he's been the wizard. I can tell you
I tell you what. I never had a Bradley, but I got a gold record.
Oh, I know you have, mate. Number one, as I said, the true term of a superstar. Joey Danaher's grab. Where does that rank amongst your great ones?
I took better marks of training on your head. And I worked with Terry last week, and he was like watching paint dry. I was the first speaker.
I saw that.
I was working with Dustin Martin. He picked up $3,000, and he didn't talk.
Who's got the better leap? You or Modra?
Oh, me. He was my apprentice, Modra. I had more money too. A lot more. He knows that. He's jealous.
Hey, Wiz, big things happening with you. Have you been asked to get on one of the top rating shows that are floating around on TV at the moment?
Funny you said that, mate. I'm going to be on the Ninja and Warrior. I might pull me a hamstring, but I'm going to have a crack for $20,000. Don't worry about that.
What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear, Woz?
I'm going to wear my leopard skin speedos, wear them back, and so I jump higher and go, Kappa! Actually, I'm going to kill the rugby league players.
I love it.
They're not very flexible.
I'm loving it, Wiz. And the final one, and I love this, and you're a genius. You've always been an ideas man, Wiz. This is what we love about you. You can now, family, get a personalised Wiz Capper video, just $30 for 1 minute. Just throwing it out there on Twitter. Yep, I saw it the other day. Wiz, how's it travelling? I would expect it's going nuts.
And for Triple M listeners and yourself, you get a free one. Actually, $75 for you. I had to put it up, Louis. I did 180 in one day. I was getting anxiety.
Yep.
I was sick of talking about myself. So I said, now there's $60, which you saw on the Daily Mirror or the Daily Channel 7. Oh.
Could we possibly check back in a day or two and you could do one for Jars and myself on the Rush Hour here in Adelaide?
You send me an email, I'll do it free for you, Blake. I love Adelaide. I love Adelaide, the city of church and the marijuana.
Absolutely. And all you got to do, if you want to get involved, email your message to whiz39kappa at gmail.com. The great man will get around to send you one. Well worth how much now, Wiz?
It's only $60 now, mate. Yeah. Money well spent. I'll keep it 3 minutes for that.
See you, mate.
We do love Dale Lewis. He was a good player like myself.
We love the Wiz. Hey, Wiz, thank you so much. And just again, final message for Patrick Dangerfield trying to get around being the Wiz.
Okay, Patrick, take your wig off. Get your shorts tighter. Yeah. If you're injured, stay off.
See you, champ.
Oh, it's gold. Great to talk to you, Wiz. Can't wait to see you on Australia's Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Kappa and the tight shorts.
Tarzan.
There is the great man himself, the superstar, Warwick Kappa, on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, thanks, ladies. That's a killer.
Don't forget Mick Malloy tomorrow morning, 8:40, with Ruin Dis for Breakfast. Rush Hour now, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Well done to the Crows AFLW girls. Beck is back, the coach, which Beck is great Goddard. News. And BHP on board as a sponsor.
For the Adelaide Crows.
For the girls, kicking some massive goals. So
we're going back to back, you know that.
Oh, absolutely. Fanboy, you on board?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fanboy, sorry.
He's active listening.
Sorry, mate. I was getting ready for the next
Hashtag fanboy, hashtag fanboy.
Right, let's cue the music.
Come on, Shawnee.
Bit underbelly style. All right, we know Ty Vickery is having all sorts of trouble with his business partner, who is alleged to have stolen upwards of $150,000. Jackie King's been involved, got arrested for when they were threats to kill and all sorts of other bits and pieces.
Right.
I got an update. I'm going to give you the latest.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Ty owns two racehorses now.
Does he?
Yeah, no idea. Now, that wouldn't surprise many normally, but it generally didn't know because the rogue business partner had gone and bought him on him without him even knowing, was getting cash advances on the company credit card and gambling at Crown Casino. This is all alleged, of course. He had no idea. The horse's name's Bounty Bell and Streak On, and plus another unnamed yearling that was bought for $5,000.
He had no idea.
No idea what is going on. Poor old Ty. Run around the Scoobies at Box Hill at the moment.
Trick.
So it's just getting worse and worse. And then it gets to this point, because obviously Jake King's involved, and we know Jake's connection background.
Mm-hmm.
The business partner, well, he's got family connections to the Comancheros.
Oh, no.
It could be an all-out bloody...
Oh, another underbelly.
Oh, that's why the music's on.
Oh, I know. I know.
You can't take a trick, good old Ty Dickery.
How can Ty not... Surely you've got to have a good accountant. Surely you've got to check where your money's going.
You're not
you,
the
Lou?
First to be ripped off by a business
no,
partner.
No, not at all. And obviously, won't be the last.
And Ty's... And they've got a restaurant, and obviously Ty's flat out working on a footy career and everything else. Yeah. And it's... It is amazing, though, when you look at the sums that are involved, $150,000 to $200,000.
He's got two horses running.
It's taken a while to work it, but here he owns
it. And how are they going?
And yeah, the worst part, they ain't good.
Oh,
the worst part, he wasn't even able to get into the owner's enclosure because he didn't know he owned them. I mean, he's not even getting the perks. And the only reason he found out is because all the trainers and everyone else has come looking for their fees. And he
so
doesn't
they're not rocked up to the restaurant where he's serving coffee. Where's our money? What are you talking about? Yeah,
well, the two nags we're training and we've got in keep and we're trying to run around.
And they're yours. They're in your name.
They're training fees, mate. Don't you know? Oh, it just goes on and
it's
on.
It's like
and
you
on.
Rocking
oh, dear.
You know, doing that to me.
It's like us working out and finding out that I'm working with Andrew Jarman. I mean, you got to read the fine print, don't you?
Oh, well done.
I know I know it's been done before, but, geez, as a show, the family show, we've got to get ourselves an equine or something, don't we?
Oh, I don't
know.
Don't
we need an interest? Ruin Ditz had the dog there for a while, and Hamish and Andy have sort of done it. Can we go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we get ourselves something? Can we buy a sporting team?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
What about sponsoring? Why can't we buy a local
grassroots
footy
side? You know who's up for grabs at the moment? The Houston Rockets. They're for sale.
What are they? Look, what kind of fee are they looking at?
Well, 20-odd years ago, they bought them, the owner bought them for 104 mil.
Right. Now,
they're only worth about 1. Something billion. It's a bit. Yeah. Maybe it's out of our...
So you want to get in involved and see what...
I'd like to be an owner.
Card
I'd like to be an owner.
A car, racing car?
No, not into cars, racing cars. I reckon we could crowdfund it and buy the Rockets. What do you reckon?
No, thanks.
No? What would you like to buy, Jarts?
I'd like to buy Adelaide United and re-sign Marcelo Carrusca. That's what I'd like to do,
see,
Lou.
There's your problem. You're no good at business because your heart's involved. Your heart. Head.
And this show's all about heart.
Do you know what I want to buy?
What do you want to buy?
I want to buy the 36ers. You know why? Because Joe Ingles is interested after signing his big deal. We can fatten them up, make a skinful, and you and I could sit courtside Jack Nicholson style. As the owners, rock through the change rooms, just swaggering about. DJ be up there in the corporates waving till us having a couple of props.
All right.
We've got to own a team.
Oh, let's think of
some kind
overnight.
Of team. Maybe we should do a phone tomorrow. What should Triple M, what should we buy?
Yeah, there you go.
I want to buy something. I want to buy a team. I want to be a team owner.
All right.
I want to sit in the owner's enclosure, unlike Ty.
I've got to go into a concussion test.
In fact, where is that even coming from?
No, because you need to do a concussion
test. Because
we're not buying anything, mate.
Have you set a baseline? Because let's be honest, given your history on this show.
I should have never played a game.
And I tell you what, I probably should be looked at too for working with you.
See you, family.
See you, guys. Have a good night.